the rest of the story. A convoy of unmarked vehicles rumbled off into the night, the mission a hijacking. The men in the vehicles were prepared to take hundreds captive, but where might one find hundreds gathered so long after nightfall? The answer was obvious, a theater. The men would hijack an entire theater. In the distance, beyond the dark highway, lights appeared, the lights of town. The convoy headed for them. Soon the men were driving down State Street. The first theater they came to was the Fox Theater. A small unit was deployed to reconnoiter. They returned to the convoy with bad news. Almost nobody in the theater. Lousy movie or something. Anyway, nowhere near the number of people they needed to take captive. And then somebody looked on down the street from 1317 where they were to 1212 one block away. Another theater, the Granada. A second reconnaissance revealed promising information. The theater was packed. A full house of unsuspecting patrons, ordinary citizens who'd left their homes that evening anticipating anything but the rest of the story. The equipment was unloaded from the convoy, and in seconds the men had swarmed the Granada. Inside the theater, the audience was utterly unaware that anything was wrong until the motion picture they were watching groaned to a halt, the screen went dark, and a man appeared on the stage before them. Nobody's going to get hurt. Everybody's going to stay calm. The theater is now sealed. Guards stationed at every exit and every payphone. The audience was told to remain seated. No false moves, no phone calls. They were all going to be there longer than they had expected. Meanwhile, the theater manager was beseeching one of the intruders, please, he must call home. Tell his wife not to worry. Otherwise, what would prevent her from alerting the authorities when he did not arrive home in time? So he was permitted to call. His words were closely monitored. And then it happened. Inside the theater, the house lights dimmed once more, and the screen was ablaze in giant letters, the size of the screen itself, giant letters gliding across it. And then the audience understood, and understanding, they cheered a cheer such as the Granada Theater has heard neither before nor since. And as the title swept the screen, the assembled rose to their feet, many of them standing in their seats to applaud. For because there was not an audience large enough down the street, the patrons of the Granada had been chosen. Chosen to witness the first run anywhere. The one and only original preview screening of the motion picture of the year. And some have said, the motion picture of all time. For to maintain the super secrecy of this remarkable pre-premiere, the town of Santa Barbara, California, was chosen, and one of its theaters was selected spontaneously, and after the movie had ended, and the tears and the cheers had subsided, producer David Selznick knew for sure that a dream was born. You had always imagined that the town of Atlanta, Georgia, got the first glimpse of the epic, the classic, Gone with the Wind. Well, now you know the rest of the story.